Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I began telling you all the problems with the original design errors on the earliest U.S. copper nickel 5-cent coins. Let's continue. I described how the original design of the 1883 Liberty Nickel was so similar to that of the gold $5 Liberty that some people readed the nickel's edge, then gold-plated it. There was a famous court case of Josh Tatum, a deaf-mute, who took these gold-plated nickels into a store, pointed at a 5-cent cigar, put this coin on the counter, then left the store whether or not he received any change. He was not convicted as he never claimed his payment was a $5 Liberty. From this case comes the term joshing, referring to an attempt to mislead someone. Because of this problem, the Liberty Nickel reverse design was modified mid-year to add the word cents at the bottom of the reverse. Next, in 1913, sculptor James Earl Fraser created a new nickel design with a Native American male on the front and a buffalo on the back. To keep the Native American image from being identifiable to any tribe, Fraser created a composite design using three elderly chiefs as models. For a buffalo, Fraser used American bison Black Diamond, then residing at New York Central Park Zoo. Unfortunately, Fraser's focus was more on beautiful artwork and less on the requirements for a coin to circulate. The highest points of his design were the date at the lower left of the front and the 5 cents denomination at the bottom of the back. In circulation, the date and denomination wore off rather quickly. Within 2 months of going into production, it became evident that the design would have to be corrected to put the denomination in a recessed area. Design problems were finally avoided when the Jefferson Nickel debuted in 1938. A public competition was held for a design to show Thomas Jefferson on the front and his home Monticello on the back. German immigrant and former General Motors automotive designer Felix Schlag submitted the winning design. In 1946, Schlag moved from Chicago to Owosso, Michigan for the rest of his life. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.